meet with you today in this service, get yourself ready to receive him. Embrace his love and be empowered to rule and reign in Christ Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Well, we welcome you here. I don't know all you've been through all week, but God is here waiting for you with his hands wide open and ready to serve and ready to meet you at the place of your need. May you open your heart and receive the word of the Lord today.
About to happen. STO Global Concepts presents live in Winnipeg, Manitoba, Praise Explosion, featuring Tosin Allo, Deborah Lawani, Bisola Crown, and Bunmi Praise. Other artists are Nicolette Kiji, Esther Olatunji, Lindsay and Band, and Dr. Henry Band. There'll also be drama, dance, spoken word, and many more. Date, 25th June 2022 at 5 p.m. Venue, Glory and Peace Church International, 1296 Main Street, Winnipeg, Manitoba. Red carpet starts at 4 p.m. Praise Explosion. Don't be told.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. 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 God. And if our God is for us, then who could ever stop us? And if our God is with us, then we can stand against. And if our God is for us, then who could ever stop us? And if our God is with us, see with me and if our God.
You are Lord of life, God. You are Lord of life. Lord, we worship you. We sing all together. You are God, oh Lord.
You are God, Elohim, ancient of days,
God, Elohim, Ancient of Days, reign, reign. Abba, Father, You are Jehovah Nissi, Jehovah Jireh, Jehovah Makedesh, Jehovah Sitkinu, Jehovah Shalom, Jehovah Shammah, Jehovah Rophe, the only true God, the I am that I am. We speak your name. We declare, O God, that you, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, you are God in our lives. We speak the name that is above every other name, the name Jesus. Oh, what a privilege to speak your name, Lord. But as we speak your name, we know that as we declare your name, the purpose, the meaning, the intent of your name is established in our lives. It goes ahead of us. Your blessings, your prosperity is displayed in our lives. Your peace reigns and we lack nothing. For you are Jehovah Rohi, our good shepherd, who causes us to lack nothing. Father, this day we declare, O God, that you are supreme, sovereign, the magnificent God, omniscient, omnipresent, omnipotent. At the mention of your name, every knee must bow and every tongue must confess your lordship. Therefore, O God, this day we know that everything in the lives of your children that has been stubborn, even now as we speak your name, every sickness and every disease, named and unnamed, every form of lack, Father, in the name of Jesus, bows. For you are God, Elohim, Ancient of Days, Lord, you reign. Yes, you reign. There is none like you, Lord, Ancient of Days. Mandorobo shakaya labari. Of days now reign. Take your rightful place, Lord, and reign. Reign in this house, reign in this city, reign in our families reign, in our country reign. Ancient of Days, you will reign, you will reign. Oh, Ancient of Days, you reign, you reign. Ancient of Days, reign, reign, Lord. Ancient of Days, my God, you reign. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Every knee shall bow and every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. Hallelujah. We give you praise, Lord. Blessed be your holy name. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Rabu Shandere Bakaya. Oh, Jehovah Rapheka, heal your people. Kida Baba Shandere Bakosa. Oh, we give you praise. Hallelujah. You may be seated. The God we serve knows us. And he knows us well. I was talking to one of our spiritual sons in the Philippines the other day. And I told him how that God spoke to me while I was preaching, mentioned him, and gave him, mentioned who he is while I was preaching. And I sent a text first. I said, call me. And he thought, this got to be a mistake. He must have tried to send this message to somebody else, not me. Then I sent another message. I said, call. I said, this cannot be a mistake. So he called. So I tell him the story. And he said, oh, God knows me. God remembers me. While you were preaching, God will mention my name. Oh, God knows me. God remembers me. I want every one of us here today to understand that that is true of every one of us. God knows you and God remembers you. God sees you. Amen? He sees you. He knows you. He knows your strengths, he knows your weaknesses, he knows what you can handle. Actually, he says he will not allow you to be tempted beyond that which you are able to bear, but will provide a way of escape. God knows every detail of your life. I was praying for somebody the other day in the hospital, and I said to him, I said, God created you. And he knows everything about you better than the doctors. And he can fix anything. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I remember many years ago, it's got to be some 12 years maybe, I was called to go see an atheist who was dying. His lungs were hardened, couldn't breathe. The sister had called me, said, "Can you go see my brother?" I said, "Where is he?" He says, "It's in the health science." So I walked in there. And I said to the man, "I don't know you, and you don't know me. But your sister knows you, and your sister knows me, and she said to come pray for you." I said to him, I said, "I drove here in a Chrysler van. If my van has a problem, I send it back to the mechanic, to Chrysler, and they fix it. They order the parts and they fix it." I said, "You need two brand new lungs." I said, "God has parts, and we're going to place an order for parts for you." Hallelujah. The man is looking at me. He's an atheist. He doesn't believe anything like God. Come on. But he's been polite. And I say, "Father, I order brand new parts, brand new lungs for this man. And I call him every withhold in Jesus' name." I walked out. I was in there 5 minutes. I walked out. The man testifies and says, "When you left, I started hearing voices and a light came in. Brand new lungs." Only God does things like that. I don't know what issue you came in here with today, but this one thing I do know, there is a God. You are God. Elohim, Ancient of Days, Reign, Reign, Very Son, Like You, Lord, Ancient of Days. You know, you can cast every burden, every care. God doesn't want you to carry anything. Just roll it over to Him. Throw it down. Walk away from it. And the God who clears and cleans up messes will clean it up. So do this. I am dropping every burden, every care, and I'm walking out of here without it. Because, Lord, I know that You will clean it all up. In Jesus' mighty name. Somebody shout hallelujah. Somebody shout hallelujah. Somebody shout hallelujah. Glory be to God. Thank you, worship team.
Praise the Lord. Well, God day, everybody.
God day.
We'll start praying for our children, and we'll continue with the service. Heavenly Father, we thank You for another day, another time in You. You are truly God, the Ancient One. Ancient of Days, You are the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. You never change. You are the changeless changer. You change and transform our lives. Lord, this day we thank You that You are God and God alone. Nobody made you God, you made yourself. And what you say is what you do. You are consistent in everything. So the consistent God, the all-powerful God, we bless you and we thank you for our family. Thank you for my biological family, my spiritual family, partners, and all church families around the world. We leave them before you. We thank you for Glory and Peace Church. We thank you for every child of God this morning, from age 120 plus to zero, those in seed form in the womb, every one of them, you are their keeper. You are the shade upon their right hand. You are the one that goes before and behind. You are the one that turns everything around. Touch all our children. Minister your grace to them. May they grow strong, healthy, bold, powerful. Be blessed in our society. Be leaders, O God. Be followers of Jesus, filled with your spirit, them and the teachers, and every member of Glory and Peace Church, and all the Ephesinos, and every family here. In Jesus' mighty name, we have declared it so. Amen. Well, God bless you. See you later. Spirit of the living God, Spirit of wisdom, Spirit of knowledge, Spirit of understanding, Spirit of counsel, Spirit of might, Spirit of the fear of the Lord, in all your spirit, which is your holy word. For the words you speak, they are spirit and life. We receive spirit and life of the living God. We thank you, God, that you're moving in our lives, our families, our city, our nation, and in the service this morning. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Turn your Bibles quickly to Philippians chapter 2. If you're tired of standing, you can sit. And when we pray again, you can stand. It's good to stand for the word, but if you're tired, you've been standing for a while, praising God, you can always sit and continue. But just remember, you are seated in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. All right, let us read from Philippians chapter 2. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. If you're new here this morning, we welcome you to Glory and Peace Church. Hallelujah. Let's read. You can read the whole chapter at your own time. I'll read to a point, and then I'm going to stop. If there be therefore any consolation in Christ, if any comfort of love, if any fellowship of the Spirit, you can read along, if any bowels and mercies, fulfill ye my joy, that you be like-minded, having the same love, being of one accord, of one mind. You're not called to a different kind of love. You're called to have the same love the Father has for us. Say amen. Same consistency, no change. So when we live beneath the standard, we must try to rise up to the standard. Say, Lord, help me to rise, to live in the standard that you have created for me. Same mind, one mind. Jesus has one mind, the mind of Christ. Say amen. All right, verse 3. Let nothing be done through strife or vainglory, but in lowliness of mind, let each esteem other better than themselves. Don't try to be outdoing other people. Just do your best. Say amen. Say, Lord, it's prayer time, so declare the word over yourself. Say, Lord, help me not to do things through strife or vainglory, but Lord, give me lowliness of mind. That means you have a clear mind. And let me be able to esteem my brother and my sister. You lift them up. You don't throw them down. You don't press them down and suppress them. You don't make yourself better than other people. But God wants you to have the best. So just pray, God, make me the best. So when God makes you the best, you don't have to compete with others. because you're already the best. Say, Lord, make me the best. Amen. Verse 4. Look not every man on his own things, but every man also on the things of others. So it has not changed. It's still the same thing. It's just saying it over and over. The mind of Christ. Jesus did not look at others. He looked at God. And because he looked at God, he was able to perfect himself and make himself perfect for us so that we can believe in him. May God help every one of us in the name of Jesus to give us a focused eye on the Lord. Say, Lord, help my eyes to be focused on you. Verse 5, say, let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. Exactly. Let the mind of Christ be in me. Say, Lord, let me have the mind of Christ. Let me have the mind of Christ. You know, if this mind is operating in us, you will not have problem in your home. You will not have problem in your finance. You will not have problem in your health. You will not have problem with others because Jesus knew exactly what to do and how to do it. Say, Lord, give me the mind of Christ. I don't know if you are praying or you are wanting somebody to crank you up. I didn't come to crank you up this morning. I'm praying for myself. Say amen. Say amen. It's your choice to put on something for yourself when you come, or it's your choice. The same measure you measure shall be measured. So if you are lukewarm in what you are doing, you will get lukewarm result. If you have fire, fire will come back to you. Say amen. And the devil is only afraid of fire, so you must have the fire of God. Because he knows his end is burning. Hallelujah. But you need to put fire in you. There's fire in this house this morning. Hallelujah. Verse 6. Say, Lord, why don't you put your right hand on your head? Say, give me the mind of Christ. Give me the mind of Christ. Give me the mind of Christ. You know, when you have the mind of Christ, you will have wisdom, knowledge, understanding. You will know what to do all the time. What you don't know will come to you. Say amen. You will not have a forgetful spirit. Your mind will be sharp. Hallelujah. 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 You will know exactly when to do stuff. Even when you are sleeping, you will wake up to know what to do. Because your spirit is awake. May God wake up your spirit. Hallelujah. If something is wrong with somebody, you will know exactly if they are connected to you. And you will know how to send the word of deliverance to them at the right time. Somebody say, I receive the mind of Christ. Verse 6, who being in the form of God, thought it not robbery to be equal with God. God has promoted Jesus. Hallelujah. And you and me have been made joint heirs with him. So it's not robbery to be promoted to a God standard. And only one person said amen. I received that standard. Verse 7, but made himself of no reputation and took upon him the form of a servant and was made in the likeness of men. Even Jesus humbled himself. So we are called to humility. May God humble us. It's better to be humble. Don't let God humble you because then it's going to be a big problem. So say, Lord, I receive the spirit of humility. Yes, when God humble you, that means you can be up high like this and you come crashing down. And there'll be a deep hole where you have to climb up all over again. Because God hates pride. The opposite of humility is pride. May pride live our life. It's pride that makes us to make mistakes all the time. May every mistake live our lives today. In the name of Jesus. Somebody say, I receive The power of humility. Verse 8. Being found in fashion as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. This is God himself, Son of the living God. Say, by him everything was created. So, maker of all things, humbled himself unto death for me and you. He's paid the price. So everything you are going through, remember, has been paid for. All you need to do is do a withdrawal of the answers. So you're not taking the problem, you're taking the answer. The answer has been paid for. Make a withdrawal. If your bank account this morning has so many millions in it, you don't go to the bank and take permission to take what is yours. You march in there, you just say, I need this amount of money. And if you have so much, the manager sees you coming via camera, they know you are coming in, he doesn't want the teller to deal with you. The manager says, come with me, sir, come with me, madam. If you've not been treated that way, you need to say, God, bring me to that level. And then you come to another level where you don't have to go to the bank. The bank comes to your house. Say amen. So God has provided everything for me and you. That means angels can come to your house. You don't need to say, I need angelic assistance. They just know when you need it and they show up. May me and you live in that realm. Say amen. When I said bank manager just now, you believe that. When I said angelic assistance, you're thinking, ah. That's why I say receive the mind of Christ. When you have that, all things are possible. Say amen. Say amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God in the highest. I don't know, whenever I don't go to the store, I used to like shopping, I used to go, but I don't for years. But whenever I show up, I always get the manager shows up where I am. Sometimes Apostle is with me, you can ask him. He just come looking for me. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. And I always live with a blessing from the manager. It's only one person says, me too, there. The rest of you should be saying, me too. Amen. Trust me, there are realms we can all walk in. It's not meant for one special person. You are all special. Jesus has paid the price. The best information will come to your hearing. Somebody say, I receive angelic assistance. Say amen. Say amen. Hallelujah. Well, I can tell you this week there's some unique, I like unique plants. I was looking, we both went out, and guess what? I didn't have to run around the store. The store brought it to me. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Just mention the name. There's no way you can find it in all of that, and I wasn't going to waste my time. They went and brought it immediately, and what I needed was available. Praise the Lord. Just enough, just for me, for what I needed it for. To God be the glory. Someone say, I receive the mind of Christ. When you have the mind of Christ, you walk blessed. You don't walk hard. You don't walk with sorrow. You walk praising the Lord. You stay in the place of peace. Hallelujah. Somebody say, I stay in the place of peace. Where there is the Prince of Peace, it all comes back to Jesus again. He is the Prince of Peace. I have his mind. Somebody say, I have his mind, and I have his peace. When I finish up to where I need to go, I'm going to do a little thing, and then we're done. Praise the Lord. All right. He humbled himself unto death. You don't need to go die now. He died for you already. Say amen. Hell is not your destination, heaven is, for you and your household. Verse 9, wherefore God also hath highly exalted him and given him a name which is above every name. Hallelujah. Somebody say, I have the name. of Jesus Christ. Somebody say, I have the name of Jesus Christ. He's giving him a name, so when you call the name of Jesus, amazing things begin to happen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Somebody call that name. Jesus. Somebody call that name. Jesus. Name above every name. Jesus. If you have debt this morning, and if something is not right, you have mortgage, debt, all kinds of things. When you call the name of Jesus, is mortgage a name? Is debt a name? Is sickness a name? Sickness have all kinds of names. They call them cancer, tuberculosis. I'm not going to list all those names. They all have names. Do they have names? Which name is above it? So there is a name that cancels out those things. So instead of keep calling that, call the name of Jesus. Call the name of Jesus. Call the name of Jesus. Call his name upon that thing. Name of Jesus, you are above cancer. Then cancer must bow. Only one can stay. Jesus stays or the cancer stays. Pain stays or Jesus stays. So Jesus stays. I can do that for myself. It's up to you. Do it for yourself. You don't do it for yourself and you're waiting till Sunday till you see pastor to lay hands on you. Then you have 6 days of problems. I'm waiting for Sunday. And pastor have his own needs also. You've been trained so much to wait for somebody to pray for you. You have any, some people they call me and I don't even answer them. Because if I've given you enough time to deal with an issue and you just want to be babysat over that same issue, this girl has moved on. Praise the Lord. You're going to be there for a long time with that thing. You'll be like that man by the pool for how many years? 30 something years. 38 years. By the pool. You can crawl and wiggle yourself into that water. Let us grow up, church. Somebody say, Lord, help me to grow up. Say amen. Say amen. Crawl into that water. Put your finger, anything. Even if you can't make it, somebody, see, if you have the mind of Christ, you can say, somebody, get me a stick. Put that stick into that water and your hand is holding it. You've made contact. And you are free. Say amen. Everything that crippled your mind and your body, today may they leave you in the name of Jesus. Name above every name. Mental problem, drug problem, fornication problem, adultery problem, pornography problem, name above it. Begin to call his name. Park there and don't leave until you get your result. In the name of Jesus, I say every knee bow. Every knee bow, every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. Verse 10, that at the name of Jesus, every knee should bow of the things in heaven, things in earth, things underneath the earth, all dimensions covered. All dimensions covered. They must bow. So whether it's from the demonic realm, whether it's from people realm, whether it's from marine realm, celestial, terrestrial, any realm, they bow. That means when you sleep, you don't need to have nightmares. Some people love having nightmares. Say, when I was sleeping, I had this nightmare. That was yesterday, but now that you have the answer, no more nightmares. They cannot come in. not allowed. I'm not allowed to have nightmares. So speak to yourself. Say, I'm not allowed to have nightmares. So you can have a good sleep and not wake up with a headache or fear or terror. No terror by night, no terror by day. Why? Jesus. I receive. I do maybe one more, and then you can finish the chapter at your own time. And that every tongue should what? Confess that Jesus Christ is Lord to the glory of God the Father. Every tongue should do what? That's what? Nobody said Jesus Christ is Lord. Jesus Christ is Lord. Jesus Christ is Lord. Every tongue. So the one sending the arrow to you, they use their mouth to speak, to send an arrow. But when you speak, Jesus Christ is Lord, their arrow falls down. It becomes a dud. It does not work. So you must never be afraid of witches and wizards. Their means of transportation is words. They do their incantation and everything. They do whatever they need to do, but they use their mouth to launch what they need to launch. But you have power greater than theirs. You just need to do your part. Jesus Christ is Lord. When sickness and disease, they are flying around to look for whose body they will launch and lodge in and stay and make room to stay in, they don't find your body. They become allergic to you. You are unbiteable, uneatable, unsendable. Your house is marked. When they see your house and they see you, that one, let's not fool around. Just like in this church, if you've been around me that long enough, you will know, don't mess around me. Praise the Lord. I smile and I laugh all the time, but I can also cut down. I don't allow nonsense. If you're a child of God, be a child of God. If you're a child of the devil, you might as well just be enjoying it now. Bible says sin is pleasurable, but for a season. So if you're on God's side, go for God 100%. Say amen. Say amen. You know, this type of scriptures really make the devil mad. He has packed and he's hiding in the corner right now. So say, keep moving. The word say, hit the road, Jack, and don't come back no more. You take your sledgehammer on a daily basis. It's called the name of Jesus. He is Lord. You have something coming that's stressing you. Say, Jesus is Lord. Jesus is Lord. Jesus is Lord. You're living with a demonic, possessed man or woman. You are married to them. You can begin to say, Jesus is Lord. Jesus is Lord. Your children are troubling you. You go what? Jesus is Lord. Jesus is Lord. Jesus is Lord. Don't keep repeating their problems. Don't repeat your problems. Spend time, say, Jesus is Lord. The bills are flying in. 20,000. Nobody has 20,000 bills. I hope not. You know, God forbid. You know, they are just coming everywhere and they are tormenting you. You can begin to say what? Jesus is Lord. Don't start saying these bills are going to K-I-L-L-M-E. Say, Jesus is Lord. And God begins to give you an idea of how to get out of it. Say amen. A God idea will visit you. When Jacob had so many problems, There was no way out. He has the anointing. The anointing. You know, sometimes you can be anointed and be the most miserable person. But you need God to show you how to use the anointing to become the best. Jacob was anointed. He got the blessing from his father, Isaac. Abrahamic blessing has been passed to him. Passed from Abraham to Isaac, Isaac to Jacob. That anointing was on his head. He received all of it. There was nothing left. Isaac had nothing left for Esau. Esau was begging, just give me a tiny little bit. Say, it's all gone. It's on your brother. But did Jacob have a good life? No. Everything he did was a failure, was a mess. His beautiful girl, his brother wants to kill him. He's running away for his life. Never to see his mom and dad again. Left his home. The wife he wants to marry, the girl he likes, was given the wrong girl. His father-in-law was they always say mother-in-law are nightmares. But this father-in-law was a nightmare. Worked him to the bones, refused to pay him. 20 years of no wages. First, he tricked him with one woman, two girls. Now he married two girls from one house. Two sisters. Not everything the Bible writes about. Two women in one home is not a good idea. So men, never cheat on your wife. Never go and get two women. One is enough. One is too hard to handle. How much more two? Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Was he anointed or not? Until you open that your big mouth or small mouth and cry to God and say, God, help me. Until, do it for yourself. As he cried to God, God showed up. He got recipe from heaven, how to destroy poverty. He got angelic touch. May God touch every one of us. Nothing is too late for me and you. Rise with me. Hallelujah. You got more than enough already today. The apostle is going to come in a moment and load you up some more. Father, we thank you that our trust is in you. We call the name of Jesus. Jesus. My Lord, my God, my Savior, my Redeemer. The Holy One of Israel, we bless your holy name. We thank you that you have paid the price for everything for us. Let us now receive the mind of Christ. That things will begin to work for us. We will know how to call on your name. We will know how to ask. We will know how to have the answer, the solutions. They all come from you, Lord Jesus. Name above every name. When we call on your name, something wonderful happens. Something powerful happens. Something great happens. A tremendous change happens. Our deliverance come. Oh, we call upon that name, Jesus. And we say you are Lord over our lives. Can you say, Jesus? You are Lord of my life, Lord of my family, Lord of everything that concerns me. Father, be Lord over Glory and Peace Church. Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God, have your way in our lives. We now pray for the peace of Jerusalem, peace within her walls and her palaces. Peace to everything that concerns the nation of Israel. Minister your grace to every one of them. Your word says all Israel shall be saved. Israel, your glory. Israel, the apple of your eye. Israel carved in the palm of your hands. You are the God who delivered them upon the wings of eagles and took them from bondage to healing to promised land. Father God, let your promises that you've made with our fathers, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, be made manifest in Israel, in all the nations, for out of Abraham shall all nations be blessed. As we have called it upon Israel, so shall it be upon Canada, upon Nigeria, upon United States of America, upon Jamaica, upon Haiti, upon Korea, upon Australia, upon all the nations of the earth, where someone is calling that name this morning, Jesus, so shall it be that they receive their portion. And all the islands of the sea, we thank you for the peace over Ukraine, that you will deliver your people in the name of Jesus. Arise, O God, and let all your enemies be scattered. In Jesus' mighty name, be in the service, in every area of the service this morning. Those that are sick, we declare you by the name of Jesus Christ. Be healed, be restored, be made whole. And those who need answers and solutions, let their business and the work of their hand be blessed now. In Jesus' mighty name, be in the word, in our offering, in everything that we do. May your name be exalted forevermore. In Jesus' mighty name, we declare so done. We pray for Mama Cerulo, David Cerulo, and Legacy Center, and all our ministries. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless you.
Thanks. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
We serve an awesome God. I trust that you know that, right? Praise God. Oh, well. Before I get to the word this morning, Father had given us a declaration for this month. And I want us to speak that declaration out of our mouths. A video is going to lead us to it. But when it is time to make that declaration, make it strong, and I'll get to the word of the Lord. Increase. Shout it out loud. Increase. One more time. Increase. May God increase you in every area of your life. Amen. Praise the Lord. Receive it. Some say, I receive the increase that comes because of the blessing of God on my life. Father, you've spoken increase. I receive it. I testify that I'm greatly increased and I have no lack in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Praise God. All right, let's get to the word. Come with me to the book of Genesis, the 26th chapter. It says, and there was a famine in the land, beside the first famine that was in the days of Abraham. And Isaac went unto Abimelech, king of the Philistines, unto Gerar. And the Lord appeared unto him and said, go not down into Egypt. Dwell in the land which I shall tell thee of. Sojourn in this land, and I will be with thee and will bless thee. For unto thee and unto thy seed I will give all these countries, and I'll perform the oath which I swore unto Abraham thy father. And I'll make thy seed to multiply as the stars of heaven, and will give unto thy seed all these countries. And in thy seed shall all the nations of the earth be blessed. Why? Because that Abraham obeyed my voice and kept my charge, my commandments, my statutes, and my laws. God's instruction to Isaac as he went to Gerar, to Abimelech. Abimelech, my father is king. To Gerar. Was simple. He says, go, just stay there. I'm going to bless you here. But where God was sending him to, he was going from one famine, one bad situation, and when he arrives in Gerar, there's problems there too. You see, sometimes you move from one problem to the other, with an expectation that there will be some kind of a change. But when he gets to the place that he thought he will have the change, God says, or rather, he finds out they have the same problem. And God says, don't leave here, because there's a problem here. Because now the man is thinking, there's problem here, I should go to Egypt. Because there's problem here too. Let me find another spot. Maybe that new spot over there might have the answers. And God says, it doesn't matter where you go, there's going to be problem there. The only place you're not going to have the problem in is where I am, and there I am going to bless you. He says, so stay here, and I'm going to bless you. I'm going to bless you so much that your children are going to be like the stars. Wow. God, you mean that something can change in this situation? And God says, yes. But it gets better. He says, I will bless thee and will bless thee, for unto thee and unto thy seed I will give all these countries. Wherever it is you want to go to, I'm going to give it to you too. It's not where you are. It's where I am that makes the difference. Let's get that straight. You know, people sometimes are pursuing wealth or peace or whatever, and they think, if I can only get to this place. Right now, people are breaking down the walls and non-existent walls in the United States, if I can just get to the United States. And then you find out when you get there, it's trouble too. The only difference is God. The difference maker is God. If I can only get to Canada, my life will change forever. Not necessarily for the better. So God says, don't go to Egypt. Stay here. I made an oath. I will perform the oath which I swore unto Abraham thy father. I'm not going to bless you because of you. I'm going to bless you because of a commitment I made to your father. Even when your father died, my commitment continues. Lord help me. I'm going to bless you because of Jesus. Hallelujah. I'm going to bless you because of Abraham. Abraham may not any longer live, but my word is my word, and it goes on for generations. Hallelujah. Somebody say, I'm blessed with faithful Abraham. You know, this is how committed God's promise was. When God talks about us being blessed, he tells us that he will bless us with faithful Abraham. Wow. When God makes a commitment, it is made. In essence, hear this. When God made you a promise, the promise stays for you and for your children and your children's children. Oh, glory to God. Oh, glory to God. The blessings of God don't stop. He always finds a way to break forth. But here he was. God says, and I will make thy seed to multiply as the stars of heaven. Someone say, increase. I'm going to multiply. You see, when God uses the word multiply, he didn't use the word add. Add is too slow. Multiplication speedifies. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. For those of you wondering what that word speedify means, it's my own word. Don't worry about it. It means it's accelerated. You're going to hear, it's going to be in the dictionary, speedify. I know it. Hallelujah. Praise God. I'm going to write a book with speedify in it all over, and people are going to, okay, it's a new word, speedify. Glory be to God. I'm going to multiply as the stars of heaven and give unto thy seed all these countries, and in thy seed shall all the nations of the earth be blessed. That promise is still being manifested today. There's a little country called Israel, and Israel produces blessings all around the world, whether it be in science, in medicine, in agriculture, what you name it, Israel is still blessing the world. Hallelujah. Greater and better than anybody else. Small country that was gathered again back in 1947. In all those few years, has impacted our world. The word of God never fails. Hallelujah. Because that Abraham obeyed my voice and kept my charge and my statutes, my commandments, and Isaac dwelt in Gerar. Somebody say, Isaac obeyed the Lord and stayed in Gerar. Now, what is the point? See, the word Gerar means a lodging place. In other words, he lodged where God said for him to lodge. It says, and the man of the place asked him of his wife. And he said, she is my sister. For he feared to say, she is my wife. Lest, said he, the man of the place should kill me for Rebekah, because she was so fair to look upon. Married a beautiful wife. He comes to Gerar, and he's scared. And he tells her half-truth. She's not my wife, she's my sister. Yeah, they're close cousins. And as long as he did that, the promise of God will not manifest in his life. Watch this. And it came to pass when he had been there a long time. When he had been there how long? A long time. Now, when the word of God says a long time, you know that it's got to be a long time. That's not like a month. He's here in the place that God promised that he's going to bless him. And he's been there for a long time. And he was experiencing the same pain, the same defeat, the same struggles, the same famine that everybody else was experiencing. You see, when you live a lie, your life will never be different from the life of other people. He was living a lie. And so he was there for a long time, and nothing happened for him. But a long time also was that, you know, it takes, when you've been in a place for a long time and you've got a wife that you're calling a sister, it takes just a matter of time, and you forget that the one that you said is your sister is really your wife. And so Abimelech spots him fooling around with Rebekah and calls him. Say, come here. I know for sure that this woman there is your wife, not your sister. Because I saw you doing things that brothers and sisters should not be doing. And the man fessed up and said, you're right. I was really afraid, you know, and that's why I said that. And Abimelech sends a circular out, tweets it. Sends a tweet out and tells everybody, nobody messes around with that woman there. Because she is the wife of Abe. So the message was clear. And this is the clincher. Verse 12 says, then Isaac sowed in that land. Isaac sowed in that land and received in the same year 100-fold. And the Lord blessed him. This was the blessing that God had promised him all this while. But it wasn't happening until, by mercy, God exposed them. Let me say that again. God exposed them. Let me say it a third time. God exposed his lie so that God can bless him. As long as you live in the lie and have not repented of it, be certain that if God has promised a blessing in your life, He's going to expose something. It is not an exposure to destroy you, but an exposure to bring you to your blessing. Hallelujah. It's just the way it is. The exposure might come in different forms. But be certain, if God exposes you, you are set up for the increase. Oh, I don't know if you're hearing. The exposure is your pathway to increase. If you're living a lie, you will get exposed. And when you get exposed, don't walk away in shame. Start dancing. Glory be to God. Start dancing. Because you know this is it. I'm ready. Now, whatever it is that you used to do that wasn't working will now work. The Bible says that he sowed in that same land. That was a land of famine. That was producing nothing for anybody. And all of a sudden, he had his jackpot. It was a gusher. But it was a gusher just for him. He sows and his land produces so much fruit, 100-fold. 100 times, whatever it is that he was getting, he got now in 1 year. In 1 year. Somebody shout hallelujah. Declare with me right now. I am receiving right now 100-fold return. In Jesus' mighty name. The Lord blessed him. And the Bible says, and the man waxed great. He waxed great. Oh, my Lord. You know, when the Word of God talks about him here and says that he waxed great, it was a powerful word. The Hebrew word gadol means this. It's a word that is used actually for God. The greatness of God. He waxed great and went forward. No more backwards. He's going what? Forward. I want you to rise with me right here to demonstrate this. Say with me, I am waxing great and moving forward. Hallelujah. Even as you step forward this day, may you begin to step forward in every area of your life. In Jesus' mighty name. It says, and grew. You may sit down. And grew. And the word here is a similar word. It's the word gadol. Remember, great is gadol. This is the word gadol. So very similar. So it's saying he became greater until he became. And that word became is the word gadol again. So what is God saying? And very great. What God is simply saying is he became great, 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 great. Great everywhere. God is gardening you, so to speak. He's growing you up to be greater and greater and greater. And when you think you've done, been great, he makes you greater yet. And so I can't handle this. And God says, greater yet, because I'm going to bless you so that you have too much to keep, and therefore you have to give it away. Hallelujah. Somebody shout hallelujah. When I say shout hallelujah, I'm not filling up. It's not because I don't have words to say and I don't know what to say. That's why I say hallelujah or amen. No, when I say hallelujah, I mean hallelujah. Praise God for that. Amen. So let it be. Praise God. There you go. He became great, 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 great. Because this blessing has to overflow in every area of his life. God was increasing him. God is not playing when he makes a promise. He says, for he had possession of flocks. Wow. And possession of herds. And great store of servants. Remember, it was a time of famine. Yeah? But he has great possession of flocks, of herds, and he had need of servants to take care of the blessings that were around him. What is happening? What is happening? What is happening? The animals that he has had to graze on grass. Everybody else had nothing. You travel through dry dirt, and all of a sudden you see greenery. And it stretches and goes and goes and goes, and then it's dirt again. Why? Because God was sending moisture just for the one he said, I'm blessing. Whether it was rain or dew, he was getting all the blessing. God was increasing him. You say, Pastor, what are you saying? I'm saying it doesn't matter what the economy is. When God has ordained to bless you, you are blessed. Now, listen to this. Listen to this. In the natural, there are systematic ways that things happen. But there's something called favor from God. Hallelujah. And in the favor of God, when God wants to bless your patch, he will cause things to fall and align themselves with you. And there will be people who will fight to bless you. God blesses everybody and wants everybody to eat. That's true. But there are times when God makes a difference. When God says, they are all my children, but this is my favorite. You say, God has favorites? Oh yeah, if you make yourself a favorite, if you allow yourself to listen to the words and the instructions of God, you become a favorite. God loves every one of us. But I can tell you, some people can get more depending on how they relate with him. Hallelujah. The Bible says Abraham was a friend of God. I'm a man. Men get married to women. But I'm not married to every woman. Hello? Praise the Lord. Okay. You get the point? God loves everybody. But God is not God to everybody. He's only God to those who have declared him Lord over their lives. Yes. How can I put it? You know, some people's relationship is like shacking up. You know what shacking up is? That's an old word. People who shack up are people who are not married but living together. Some people's relationship is a shacking up relationship. In their relationship with God, they're shacking up by coming to church, but they have not confessed with their mouths, Jesus, your Lord over my life. I pray if there's any shacking up people in this house today or listening to me online, that you stop shacking up and get committed to God, get married to God. Amen? Have a relationship. Shacking up people look like they're married, but they are not. Just like people come to church and they are in church, but they are not really Christians. God wants a relationship with you. This is a sidestep, but the Lord is asking me to say this to you today. Let me get on. He was so blessed that the Philistines envied him. They envied him. The Bible says, their envy was demonstrated, watch this now. It says, for all the wells which the father's servants had digged in the days of Abraham his father, the Philistines had stopped them. The word for stopped them there is an interesting word, because it also means that they hid it. They filled them with earth. What, you see, understand this. That the enemy of your soul does not care how much hurt he's experiencing as long as he deprives you of the benefits that you deserve. Get that point, and you'll understand the society that we live in. There are people in our world today who do not care whether they are deprived. As long as you are deprived of your resources. I'll do anything to destroy the economy. I know I'm going to suffer for it, but I'll destroy the economy so that you don't enjoy it. It is the warped mind of liberal-minded people. People who do not want God in their lives. And so what did these guys do? Even though Abraham had wells there, they stuffed it up. They needed the water. But they didn't mind they stuffed it up. And they started harassing Isaac because he went and he began to dig those wells. The Bible says, and Abimelech said unto Isaac, go from us, for thou art mightier than we. It's just one family, husband and wife. It is servants. And he says, go away from us. You are mightier. There's something about you that's making us feel bad about our situation. You're mightier than us. And just leave. And so the Bible says, and Isaac departed thence and pitched his tent in the valley of Gerar. He didn't go far and dwelt there. And Isaac digged again the wells of water, which they had digged in the days of Abraham, his father. For the Philistines had stopped them after the death of Abraham, and he called their names after the names of by which his father had called them. This is the point. Watch this. His father digged wells. When his father was no longer there, these guys came and stuffed those wells, stopped them, filled, leaving wells with dirt. Who does that? Filled it with dirt. Why? You see, there is an enemy that contemplates what your future looks like even before you get there. Hear this point. Even before you get there, there's a contemplation on what might possibly happen. And so the wells that Abraham dug, they stuffed it. But it's a good thing. And you wonder, why was it good? The wells are there. He could have used the water and everybody else could have used it. But God needed to get rid of something in the life of Isaac, which was in the life of Abraham. The lying spirit and the spirit of fear. That spirit had to be broken. Amen? And so therefore, he allowed those things to happen so that Isaac, not knowing that they were there, couldn't mess with it. And so he suffered through a time of famine, just like everybody else. But at the time when he became great and was being pushed out of Gerar, God began to quicken in him an awareness that your father had something here. But it was hidden. Remember I said the word for stopped also is connected to hiding something. Are you ready for this? Rise with me. I declare in the mighty name of Jesus Christ that treasures, wells of blessings that God has ordained and established for you, that you are called to step into and receive, that are hidden from your view, that this day God will spot out that particular place and you will receive the manifold blessings of God restored unto you in Jesus' mighty name. Praise the Lord. You may be seated. So he digs a well and he calls it Azek. Azek means contention. Because these guys who drove them out, all of a sudden when he dug these wells back up, decide to take claim to it. It is our well. It's a lie. It is our well. Leave it alone. So he left it alone. He goes And he digs another well and he calls it Sitna. Sitna means strife. In fact, those two wells, Esek and Sitna, can be translated both as strife. They came there and they started fighting for it again. And he leaves. Then they dig another well that his father dug. But before I go to that particular third one, remember the statement of the Lord to us in the previous verse. He said Isaac called the wells by the names his father called it. Yes? He called those wells by the same names. Verse 18, last part. And he called their names after the names by which his father had called them. So it was not a new name, it was an old name. Old wells, strife and contention. And guess why God allowed him to move from those places? Because God did not want him to have contention and strife. Is somebody listening? God doesn't want you to embrace, even though you dug those wells. Even though it was a well that your fathers dug, as long as it doesn't have the right name, God is going to allow you to move away from them. Don't be fighting in contention with people who are contending with you for contention. Move away from that. Hallelujah. Because God has a better place that will not be contended for. It's a place called Rehoboth. Hallelujah. Somebody shout hallelujah. Verse 22 says, and he removed from thence and digged another well. And for that, they strove not. And he called the name of it Rehoboth. And he said, for now the Lord hath made room for us, and we shall be fruitful in the land. Oh, my Lord. What are you talking about? What do you mean now you're going to be fruitful in the land? You are great, 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 great. And he says, yeah. But God is expanding me because I'm away from strife and contention. Rise with me one more time. I declare by the authority of the word of God that God removes you, removes us from strife and contention and bring us to our rightful place of dignity and fruitfulness, increase and celebration in Jesus' mighty name. If you receive that, just say amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. You may be seated. He comes to Rehoboth. The Bible says in Psalm 18 and verse 19, Psalm 18 and verse 19. I'll come back to this passage. He says, he brought me forth also into a large place. How? Because he delivered me, because he delighted in me. God brought me into a large place because he delivered me one and he delights in me. This is a declaration that David made in 2 Samuel chapter 22 and verse 20, that is put into a song. 2 Samuel 22 and verse 20. He brought me forth also into a large place. He delivered me because he delighted in me. God delights in me. God brought me to this large place. He delivered me from all my destructions. What is this large place like? Before I go and describe what that large place looks like, let's look at what the Word of God says in Psalm 118 and verse 5 about this large place, Rehoboth. Psalm 118 and verse 5. He says this, listen to this. I called upon the Lord in distress. Mama was talking about calling on the Lord. He says, I called upon the Lord in distress. I was pressed on every side. And the Lord answered me and set me in a large place. Say with me, Lord, I call upon you. Remove me, deliver me from this state of distress in my life, and place me, set me, O God, in a large place. In Jesus' mighty name. Hallelujah. We can go through all kinds of squeezing. That's always the agenda of the enemy, to crush you, to cause you not to experience the best of God that you know you should have. You know, how do I put it? Poor people don't know that they are poor unless they are in a place where they see people who are doing much better. Yeah? There are people in different parts of the world right now that are really, really poor, and they don't know it. They don't know it. And so they don't go through the state of distress. It's just what it is. I eat one meal a day. It's just what it is. I don't have to have meat or fish. I will get some legumes and that'll be my protein. And that's what it is. Until they see a person who is putting a whole cow in a rotisserie and barbecuing it, and they say, hey, people eat that? You don't know that you're poor until you see somebody who has nice shoes on his feet, and your feet are caked with mud and cut with stones. You don't. When you have distress, it's because you know that there's something that you should have that you don't have right now. I should be free, but I'm in bondage. It will cause distress. Say, Pastor, what's the point you're trying to make? Simple. I'm just simply trying to say it to you today. If you're feeling distress, cry to the Lord, because you're saying, I want change. 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 This is not how it's supposed to be. I need change. Until you know that you need change, you don't know that there is change possible. You get the point? The Word of God says in the book of Judges, chapter 18 and verse 10, so I begin to wrap. Judges 18, 10. He says, when you go, ye shall come unto a people secure and to a what? Large land. For God had given it unto your hands. A place, what's the definition of the large place? A place where there is no what? No want of anything that is in the earth. Oh, shakalabot mashi. Hallelujah. The large place is a place where there's no want, no lack. Anything that you need is available. Do you know where that place is? That place is the place God has placed you when he takes you from the state of distress, contention, and strife. We banish contention and strife and distress off of our lives, and we step into the dignity of the glorious blessings of God in the large place that God takes us to. Somebody say, Lord, take me to my large place. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. But the Bible says in Genesis 26, I believe in 23, Genesis 26, 23, that Isaac left the place. He left there. And he went up from thence to Beersheba. 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 Place of seven wells, seven oaths. Seven oaths. In other words, seven, which represents the number of completion. Is he left the large place in recognizing that I'm not here just about things. I'm here to connect with a God who's made me a covenant. You see, this is where many people lose it. They get blessed and they marry the blessing rather than the blesser. Let me say that again. They get married to the blessing rather than the blesser. The one who can make it happen. The one who brought me to this large place. I will leave this large place and continue with him. Oh, there was a man in Luke chapter 5. Jesus asked for his boat. He'd fished all night. That's like a famine. And caught nothing. And Jesus, ministering to the people, had need of his boat. Steps into his boat and tells him to move out a little bit. He uses that boat. He ministers to the multitude. And then he says to him, launch out into the deep. And when he launched out into the deep, he says, cast your net. The man cast one net, and all the fish came into his net. Praise the Lord. And He fills his boat, and his boat began to sink. And he calls his partners, and they filled their boat from that one catch, and their boats began to sink also. They got to land, and you'll think the man will celebrate and says, I'm now a billionaire. No, he left all the fish and followed the blesser. His name was Peter. Are you stuck with the blessing? Or are you ready to continue with the one who now says, I'm going to make you a fisher of men? The increase that God is bringing into your life, are you going to make it your God? There are so many people, God blesses them, and they forget that God blessed them because now they are so busy. I have an engagement. I need to meet the Prime Minister of Canada. And the next week, I have to go to Dubai to meet so-and-so. And the next, I have an appointment to meet with the President of the United States. And the next time, I have to go to see the Queen. The Queen has called on me. And they forget about God. They forget about prayer. All they're thinking about is the next flight or the time this weekend I'm going to be in my cabin. You did not have a cabin before. Now that God blessed you and you have a cabin, now you forget God. Is anybody going to be like that here? I hope not. Isaac left Rehoboth and went to Beersheba. And Abimelech came to see him where he was and said, I know you're blessed, so please give me your word that you're not going to wipe us out. The tables are turned. He was no longer under their control. He was in charge. May God elevate you and bring you to that place of honor, dignity, a place of authority and power under his lordship. In Jesus' mighty name, I decree it so. And all of God's people together in agreement said, yes, and amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. God is good. Well, that's the word the Lord has placed on my spirit for us today. I pray that you were greatly encouraged and that something God spoke into your spirit today that's energizing you in your inner man to live a life of victory. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless you. Rise with me. As Mama comes, I want you to, at this time, give your offerings, your tithes, your offerings unto the Lord. Do that quickly. And when Mama gets here, we will also share in communion together. Praise the Lord. Are we ready? Does anyone need the elements that doesn't have it? Okay. Take off this body of the Lord and eat. And as you do so, do it in remembrance of the Lord. May the God of favor favor you, blessing you on every side. May he bring you to your large place, the place where you lack nothing, because he's your good shepherd. Take and eat. In Jesus' name.
Morning. May every problem of the mind, of the spirit, of the body, of the soul, which is your mind, may all those issues be melted away.
Amen.
May it be melted away.
Jesus.
May the blood of Jesus cleanse us from all unrighteousness. And to say this, Lord, I forgive
all those
who have trespassed against me. And I receive your forgiveness. In the name of Jesus. I thank you for wholeness now. Has been restored
to
my life. In
Jesus' name.
Take and drink.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Be blessed and be highly favored of the Lord. May God's goodness rest upon your life. And may you see the manifestation of these blessings all of your days.
Amen.
In Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Praise God.
Praise the Lord.
At this time, we're going to... Those who are on Zoom, wait for us. We'll be with you in just a moment. But at this time, I'd like to be seated as I welcome some of our guests, those who are here for the first